once again.
下一次大家早上好。
It is, oh, thank you. It is good to see some newer faces who are just joining us.
我们能够看见新的面孔加入我们实在很好。
I am looking forward to spending the Sabbath together.
我实在很期望能够跟大家一同的过安息日。
Before the message today, I want to do a little commercial.
在还没有开始今天的信息之前呢，我要做一些商业的活动。
Have any of you heard, or I should ask, how many of you have heard of Audioverse?
有多少人听过 Audioverse 这个东西？
Okay, less than I thought.
少过我所知道的。
Okay, well, there's some good news.
这边有好消息。
I hold in my hand a little card.
我这边手上有个小卡。
It says Audioverse free
这里说是
online sermons.
免费的网上的福音信息叫 Audioverse.
And these cards are available back at the book booth.
这些卡呢在我们的卖书的地方呢可以拿得到。
And a little bit about Audioverse. It is a ministry started by several of my friends in California, USA.
这个工作呢是我在加利福尼亚州的一些朋友所开始做的。
They believed in...The mass distribution of truth.
他们相信呢，真理应该广传。
And that it is important to use means and the media that is most accessible and also most convenient to our generation.
他们相信呢，对我们这一代应该用那些大多数人能够用到的那一种方式来传福音。
And so Audioverse is a very well thought through, simply laid out website where you can download free MP3 sermons.
这个网页呢，在这个网页里面，你能够下载很多的免费的这个讲道的录音。
Both Pastor Randy Skeet and I have a material on the website.
Pastor Randy.和 Alistair 他们都有他们的讲道录音呢在这个网页里面
But there are many, many, many other powerful preachers on there as well
还有很多其他的很有力的讲道者他们的讲道都被录音了放在里面
So go grab a card
所以你去拿一张卡
Visit the website
然后上网去浏览
And share it with your friends and family
和你的朋友和亲戚呢分享
And the message this morning is actually from Audioverse.
今天早上的这篇讲道呢，在 Audioverse 里面可以看找得到。
So some of you may have heard it before.
所以有些人可能听过了。
But yet it is, I believe, it bears repetition.
但是呢，是值得重复的。
It has to do with my testimony.
这是我的见证。
And the title is Scars for Jesus.
题目是为耶稣所留下的伤痕。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning we come before you again.
天父，今天早上我们再次来到你的面前。
That you may share your love with your people.
你能够与你的子民分享你的爱。
If through my experience one or two souls are saved.
如果借着我的经验，一个两个的生灵因此得救。
Then Lord, it was cheap enough.
父啊，那是非常值得。
So I ask that your spirit may touch hearts this hour.
我们祈求你的灵感动人的心。
And may we be revived as a result.
好让我们的心能够复兴起来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
On December 19, 2007.
在2007年12月19日,
a little less than 6 months ago, I believe.
大概少个六个月前吧。
I was in the state of Minnesota.
我在明尼苏达州。
Thousands of miles away from home.
从家里呢，距离家里大概几千里路。
I was there for a meeting much like AYC. It's called GYC.
我在参加一个营会叫做 GYC, 很像我们的 AYC.
It is called the Generation of Youth for Christ.
就是为基督而活的那青年的一代。
An annual youth conference in the U.S., which, you know, where we have 3,000 or so young people.
那是每年一次举行的聚会，大概有3000多个年轻人来参加。
And at that time, I was a vice president of this organization.
在当时呢，我是这个组织的副会长。
And I was responsible for all of the logistics or the coordination of the program.
当时呢，我是当组织人之一，负责所有的住宿。
So I had to manage the hotels.
我必须要处理这个旅店的事。
All of the video, audio setup and lights and staging.
所有的这个灯光啊，这个录影啊，还有台上的事。
The registration of the attendees.
还有报名的事项。
And also, of course, the food.
当然呢，还有食物。
And that was the first day. December 19 was a Wednesday. It was the first day of this conference.
12月19日，当时是星期三，是那个 GYC 营会的第一天。
It was early in the morning when I woke up, getting ready for a very busy day.
那一天清早我起来呢，就在等待着忙碌的一天。
I was on my computer in my hotel room.
我就在旅店里面的房间里面，在用我的电脑。
And suddenly I felt a burning pain in the back of my neck.
突然间我感觉到颈项后面呢有那种烧痛。
It didn't go away.
并没有消逝。
I put down my computer and then.
我就放下我的电脑。
And then I collapsed on the floor.
然后就倒在地上。
Fortunately, there were a number of people in the room with me.
感谢神，当时还有其他人在房间里。
As I lay there, within 15 minutes, I could no longer use my arms.
在那边躺在地上15分钟过后呢，我就不能够动我的手了。
I could not move them.
不能够动我的手。
And I could still move my legs a little bit, so I tried to stand up.
我还能够动我的脚，所以我就尝试要站起来。
Although they could move, they were too weak to support my weight, so I collapsed again.
可是当时我能够动，可是我却不能够支撑我的身体，所以我又再倒下去了。
And my friends tried to do some massage, hoping that that would help.
我的朋友就帮我推拿，希望能够帮助我。
And they started calling some of our doctor friends.
所以他们就决定要去叫一些医生的朋友来。
They called them and they all said, look, this is very serious. You need to go to the emergency room right now.
他们来看了就说这是非常严重的，必须要赶快到急救室去。
And so we quickly found a vehicle and we went off to the hospital nearby.
所以很快的我们就找到一辆车呢，就把我带到医院去了。
We were in the city of Minneapolis.
那是我们是在 Minneapolis 这个城市。
We were simply 8 minutes away from the University of Minnesota Medical Center.
我们呢距离那个大学医院呢大概是八分钟的路程。
And when I got there, they admitted me into the emergency room right away.
立刻我到了那边，他们就把我送到急救室。
And there I rapidly deteriorated in my condition.
在当时呢，我很快的就恶化了。
The doctors were quite certain that something was terribly wrong.
医生呢很确定的是我的身上出了很大的问题。
After some examination, they realized that I had a spinal cord injury.
他们检查了过后呢，他们发现到我的脊椎神经受到了损伤。
Within a few hours, I could no longer breathe on my own.
几个小时之后呢，我就不能够自己呼吸了。
And they put in the ventilator or the breathing tube.
他们呢就帮我插管了，放到那个呼吸器那边。
And they sedated me for the next 2 days.
过后的两天呢，他们就给我睡觉的药。
During those 2 days, they did a number of examinations and tests.
这两天里面呢，他们做了各种各样的检查。
To find out what was wrong.
要找出什么事情出了问题。
They did not find anything.
他们找不出什么原因。
All they knew was that I was in very serious condition.
他们所知道的唯一一件事就是我当时病得很重。
And that because it was a very fairly large section of the spine.
因为呢，一大部分的脊椎神经受到了影响。
And it was fairly high up in my neck.
而且是很高的脊椎神经，是靠近颈项了。
The chances of my recovery were very low.
当时他们认为我复原的机会非常的低。
And if I survive, they said.
他们说如果我真的能够生存下去。
They were talking to my parents.
他们对我的父母说。
They said, you need to be prepared that he will not recover.
他们必须要有心理准备呢，这个儿子呢不能够康复。
There I was, laying in the bed, not able to move anything from the neck down.
当时我躺在床上，从景象之下完全不能够动。
Could not breathe on my own.
不能够自己呼吸。
I had tubes coming out of every orifice of my body.
我身上的每一个孔道呢，都插了管子。
And on Friday afternoon, I woke up.
在星期五下午的时候，我就醒来。
And the first thing that I remember Friday evening.
在星期五傍晚，我所记得的第一件事
was that as the sun was setting, as the Sabbath was beginning.
当时太阳正在下山，然后安息天开始。
Pastor Mark Finley and a group of friends came and had an anointing service for me in my room.
Mark Finley 牧师呢，就带着一群的朋友来到我的房间为我膏油。
And then the next morning at GYC,
隔天早上在 GYC 的营会
with all of the attendees present,
所有的人都到场了。
With live satellite broadcasting on 3ABN,
而且在 3ABN 这个电视网站上呢有直播。
Pastor Finley led out in a prayer service for me.
菲利牧师呢为我做了祷告。
And Sunday was the last day of GYC.
星期天呢是 GYC 营会最后一天。
And wonder of wonders.
就是奇妙中的奇妙。
On Sunday, by the end of the day, I could breathe on my own.
在星期天快要过去的时候呢，我就开始能够自己呼吸。
By Monday, the day after GYC, I could move out of the intensive care unit.
在星期一，就是 GYC 结束的隔一天呢，我就能够离开了这个加护病房。
By the end of the week, I could.Feed myself, and I could stand.
在这个星期过后呢，我就能够自己为自己吃东西，能够站起来。
And of course, I could type.
当然，我能够打字。
First thing I learned how to do was use my computer.
我所学习的第一件的做的东西就是用我的电脑。
And by the end of the second week, I was well enough to stand, to walk, to fly on the airplane back to Loma Linda, California.
两个星期过后呢，我就能够站起来，能够走路，然后就坐飞机回到加利福尼亚州。
And there I was admitted to a rehabilitation center for 2 more weeks.
然后在那里呢，我就进入了医院的康复组那边。
And it was there after many more tests that they concluded what problem I had.
然后在那边，在经过各种各样的检验之后，他们发现到我到底在哪里出了问题。
They believe that I had post-viral transverse myelitis.
他们相信说，当时我得到的是一种受了病毒感染之后呢，脊椎神经发炎的一种病。
Okay, well, the Chinese sort of explain what it is, but let me explain what it is in English.
让我来解释这是什么东西。
Post-viral means it comes at the end of a viral infection.
这个名字前面就是说。这个病是因为之前有受到病毒感染。
It's an autoimmune response where my body attacked itself.
这是一种呢免疫系统出了问题，自己的免疫系统呢自己攻击自己的身体。
Transverse means it affected both sides of my body.
这个字眼其中的一个字呢，就是说它会影响到我两边的身体。
And myelitis is the inflammation of the insulation around the nerves.
这个最后的一个字眼形容的就是在这个神经的膜外层的那个膜呢发炎。
So that's what I had.
这就是我得的病。
And I've been recovering ever since.
自从那一天起，我一直的在康复中。
And so you may notice, especially those who've known me before, that my arms don't move quite as much as they used to.
那些人以前就认识我的人，你会发现到现在我的手臂呢不是动了那么多。
The only weakness I have left now.
现在我所剩下的唯一一个软弱的地方
is the deltoid muscle on both shoulders.
就是这两个肩膀的这个肌肉。
So I can't lift my arm like this.
所以呢，我的手不能够举起来。
So that's why my arms are sort of weird.
所以你看我的手好像有点怪。
But isn't God good?
但是你说上帝不是很好吗？
Many of you I want to thank because I know you were praying for me.
我要感谢很多人，因为我知道你们在为我祷告。
And if you ever doubt that God doesn't answer prayers,
如果你曾经怀疑过上帝没有回答你的祷告，
remember me.
你要记得我这个人。
But you know, during this episode with my sickness and all of that,
就在这一次我生病的经验当中，
There was one question that I was asked many, many times.
曾经有人问我很多次这个问题。
Perhaps you asked it yourself.
可能你自己也问自己这样的问题。
And if not, this time you may or will ask this question someday.
如果不是现在，或许有一天你会问这样的问题。
And the question goes something like this.
这个问题就是这样的。
If God is so good.
如果上帝是那么美善。
If God is so wise.
上帝是那么的有智慧。
If God is so wonderful.
上帝是那么的奇妙。
If God is indeed love.
如果上帝的确就是爱。
Why then would he allow his children to suffer?
为什么他容许他的子民受痛苦呢?
Why would God allow bad things to happen to good people?
为什么上帝容许不幸的事情发生在好人的身上呢?
And so using my story, I'd like to attempt to answer this question.
借着我的故事,我希望能够尝试来回答这个问题。
Because this very question I have seen topple the faith of countless Christians.
因为这个问题呢，曾经倾倒了很多诚恳的基督徒他们的信心。
Young people who will not come to God because they think God is unreasonable.
年轻人他们不愿意来到上帝那边，因为他们认为上帝常常是不可理喻的。
Atheists who deny the existence of God because these bad things happen.
那些无神主义者他们不承认上帝的存在，因为他们看见这些坏事发生在好人的身上。
So is there a good reason why God allows his people to suffer?
那么上帝允许他的子民受苦是不是有好的原因呢？
In fact, I'm going to share with you 7 reasons.
其实我要跟大家分享的有七个理由。
7 reasons why God allows his people to suffer.
七个为什么上帝允许他的子民受苦的原因。
But before we get into the reasons, we need to set the foundation with one verse.
但是在还没有开始进入这些原因之前呢，我们需要建立一个基础在一节经文上面。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12.
在提摩太后书第三章第十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12.
提摩太后书第三章第十二节。
I want to wait for all of you to see it for yourself.
我要等待大家呢。能够自己亲眼看见这一节经文。
2 Timothy 3 verse 12.
提摩太后书三章第十二节。
It says, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里做敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Bad things necessarily must and will happen to God's people.
不幸的是必然一定会发生在上帝的子民身上。
The Bible promises that.
圣经呢应许这样子。
So rather than expecting our lives to be simply a rose and flowers and lovely music, we need to be careful.
如果你是以为生命将会是一种舒舒适适的满床的玫瑰花那种的，那么我们必须要小心。
Because a Christian's life, Paul tells us, is one characterized by suffering.
可是保罗告诉我们呢，基督徒的生活呢，将会是受苦的生活。
So that's exactly the question then. Why?
那么现在我们就会问为什么。
If that is the case, then why, God?
如果是这样的话，那么为什么呢？
Reason number one.
第一个原因。
Why does God allow bad things to happen to his people?
为什么上帝容许不幸的事发生在他的子女身上？
Sometimes God allows it in order to reveal to us His goodness and His mercy.
有些时候上帝容许这些事发生，好让我们能够看见他的怜悯和他的美善。
You may say that doesn't make any sense.
你可能说这实在是说不过去。
How can God use bad things to show how good He is?
上帝怎么能够用不幸的事来显示他的好呢？
It's simple.
很简单。
How often do you truly recognize how valuable something is until you lose it?
有多少时候是在你还没有失去一样东西的时候，你能够看住它真正珍贵的价值的呢？
Isn't it true that often we need to have something taken away from us before we realize how precious it was?
很多时候当我们失去某一样东西之后，我们才会发现到它是多么的可贵，不是吗？
And many times when our lives are so comfortable, we are doing so well, we are so blessed, we forget that God is blessing us.
很多时候我们的生活过得很顺利的时候，我们得到很多福气的时候，我们忘记了上帝在赐福给我们。
And we take God's blessings for granted.
然后我们就认为上帝的赐福呢是理所当然的。
And sometimes God allows something to jostle us.
可是上帝有些时候就允许事情呢变得不好。
Something to hurt us.
有些伤害我们的事。
So we'll remember how good God has been to us.
那我们就会记得上帝曾经对我们是多么的好。
Most of us probably have no idea how much of a blessing it is to be able to scratch our nose.
很多人呢，或许不知道能够用手去抓你的鼻子是多么大的一个福气。
Until I was laying in a hospital bed, paralyzed.Did I realize that scratching my nose is a gift from God?
直到有一天，当我躺在床上呢，手脚都不能动的时候，我才发现到能够用手去抓我的鼻子是多么大的福气。
Every breath I take is a gift from God.
每一次的呼吸呢，都是上帝给我的恩赐。
And it took something like that for God to reveal to me, I have been so good to you.
就是要发生这样的事，我才能够看见上帝他曾经对我是多么的好。
But another way that God reveals how merciful He is,
另外一个上帝向我显示他是多么的恩慈
is that within the trials that we go through,
在我所经验过的那一次考验中
if we really want to be honest,
如果我们真的要诚实的话
and we open the eyes of faith,
然后打开信心的眼睛
we'll be able to see God's fingerprints even in the midst of our trials.
我们就能够在这所有的考验试炼当中呢，看见上帝的手印。
First Corinthians chapter 10，
在哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13，
哥林多前书第十章第十三节。
The Bible says, "There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man."
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And this temptation, the word is also.Related to tests or trials.
这个试探呢，也是跟试炼相连。
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it.
上帝是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
If we're being honest and if we're really looking in faith,
如果我们真的是很诚实的，并且呢，用信心的眼睛去看
，in each trial and in each temptation，
在每一次的试炼考验当中
，we will see the mercy of God mingled。
我们会看见上帝的怜悯呢，掺杂在当中。
Because we will know that God has always allowed an escape route。
因为我们知道上帝永远呢，都会为我们开出一条逃跑的路。
One more verse。
在还有另外一节经文。
Romans chapter 8。
在罗马书第八章
Verse
28第二十八节
Familiar verse
这是大家熟悉的经文
It says And we know that all things work together for good To them that love God To them that are called according to his purpose
我们晓得万事的互相效力叫爱上帝的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人
Good things can come out of bad circumstances
从那些不好的环境当中呢我们还可以得到好的
But notice this text says All things work together for good to those whoLove God.
可是你注意到这节经文说呢，他说万事的互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处。
What we're discussing here is not when bad things happen to bad people.
我们这边所讨论的并不是说不幸的事发生在那些不好的人身上。
When we see sinners reaping the just consequences of their sins, it is not always going to work out for their good.
很多时候我们看见罪人因为他们犯罪的结果而哭泣的时候并不是真正能够带给他什么好处
They're simply reaping the consequences
他们不过是收到他们所行的恶果
But in this circumstance we're talking about the righteous or God's people
可是在 这种情况下我们所谈论的是上帝的子民是公义的义人
And so how did in my experience how did I see God's mercy and goodness?
那么在我的经验当中我怎样能够看见上帝的恩慈怜悯呢
I told you that I got sick the first day of GYC.
我告诉你我是在 GYC 营会第一天呢就病倒了。
I had just arrived.
我就刚刚到那个地方。
And just one day prior.
就一天之前。
I was living by myself.
我是一个人住的。
In the countryside of Tennessee.
是在田纳西州的那个郊外的地方。
With no roommates.
是没有同房的。
An hour away from the nearest hospital.
而且呢，离最靠近的医院是一小时的路程。
What if I had gotten sick just 24 hours earlier?
如果我是在24小时之前呢就病倒的话。
Who would have known what would have happened?
有多少人会知道当时发生了什么事呢？
God allowed the sickness to come at that specific time.
上帝允许那一次的病痛呢是在指定的时间发生。
And I told you that I was 8 minutes away from the University of Minnesota Medical Center.
所以我告诉你当时呢我是距离当时明尼苏达医学院的医院呢不过是8分钟的路程。
Did you know that that hospital is one of the top neurology hospitals in all of the USA?
而当时的那一间医院呢，是全美国里面最好的一间神经科的医院，神经科的加护病房的医院。
When I was in, I'm from Loma Linda, California.
我是从罗马林大，加利福尼亚州来的。
And this hospital where I ended up was far better than even Loma Linda.
当时我去的这个明尼苏达州的医院呢，是比罗马林大医院还好的。
And in addition, it happened during GYC.
而当时发生的时候是在 GYC 营会进行。
So I had thousands of people praying for me.
当时有成千上万的人为我祷告。
It's not every day that you can have Mark Finley next door to come do an anointing service.
你不是每天都能够有 Mark Finley 牧师呢来到你隔壁来到你那边呢为你行膏油的仪式。
And many of my friends were there. My parents were there. My brother was there.
我的朋友都在我身边，我的父母，我的弟弟都在我身边。
So I had the encouragement of those close to me.
那些接近我的人都能够勉励我。
And also, one interesting item.
还有一件很有趣的事。
Is that I was originally supposed to graduate from college in May last month.
原本呢，我是应该在去上个月五月的时候就毕业。
And my health insurance plan is under my parents.
当时我的这个医药的保险呢是在我父母名下。
And if I was done with school, I would no longer be covered.
如果我已经毕业了呢，那么这个保险就不再会保我的我这个人了。
And so if it was just a few months later, I would have had $1 million bill with no way to pay.
如果是在几个月之后发生的话呢，我可能就好多亿的这个债呢没有办法去还。
I just imagine when Satan was getting ready.
我在想象中呢，撒旦已经准备好了。
God in heaven on his throne says, "Hang on."
上帝呢在天上就说等一等。
Let me check his schedule.
让我看一下时间表。
He looks through the calendar.
然后呢就看这个日历。
He says, December 18, that's a little too early.
12月18号太早了一点。
Oh, he's not going to be in Loma Linda yet.
当时他还不在罗马林大。
Oh, wait, he's going to be next door to that hospital.
那时候他正在这个医院的隔壁还不错。
Okay, December 19, that's your day.
12月19呢是最好的日期。
God chose the best possible time.
上帝选了最好的时机。
In fact, so wonderful.
事实上是那么的奇妙。
That I got to miss one semester of school.
我呢就不能够上完一个学期的课程。
But yet next semester, while finishing my class, I still...I'm able to work.
然后呢，就在下一个学期呢，在做读完了课之后呢，还能够工作。
And so my lifelong plans essentially have been unaltered.
所以你看，我的一生的四月的计划呢，其实都没有受到任何的影响和改变。
So reason number one that God allows His people to suffer.
上帝允许他的子民受苦的第一个原因。
To reveal His goodness and His mercy.
来向我们显示他的美善和他的怜悯。
Because God is good all the time.
因为上帝呢是永远美善的。
Reason number two.
第二个原因。
God wishes to teach us to pray.
上帝希望能够教导我们如何祷告。
James chapter 5.
在雅各书第五章。
While you're turning there, this is similar to the first point.
这是跟第一点呢差不多一样的。
How often we neglect to pray when things are going well.
很多时候当我们一切顺利的时候就忘了祷告。
But when things get bad,
可是当不幸的事发生时,
that's when we learn to to pray.
我们就会学习去祷告。
James chapter 5 verse 13.
雅各书第五章第十三节。
It says, is any Mary?
你们中间。
Let him sing songs. Excuse me. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Is any sick among you?
你们中间有病了的呢？
Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。
During my prayer service or anointing service,
在这个抹油的仪式当中，
Pastor Finley read this verse.
菲利牧师他就念了这一句经文。
And he said something that I'll never forget.
他就说了一句我永不能够忘记的话。
He said, it is never in God's will for his people to be sick.
上帝的旨意里面其实不愿意他的子民生病。
It is always in God's will to heal.
上帝的旨意呢永远的是希望能够医治。
And God will always heal his people.
而且上帝呢常常都会医治他的子民。
Every time he'll do it.
每一次都会这么做。
But the only question is when he'll do it.
而唯一的问题是他什么时候会这么做。
Will he heal right now instantly?
他会立刻就医治吗？
Will he heal over a period of time?
还是经过一段的时间去医治？
Or will he heal on the resurrection morning?
还是在复活的那一日早晨呢才医治？
God always heals, we just don't know when.
上帝呢永远都会医治我们，只是我们不知道在什么时候。
But that's why we need to pray.
因此我们需要祷告。
I read this quote in the book Great Controversy, page 525.
我念这段话是在《善知识》英文本525面。
It says, it is a part of God's plan to grant us in answer to the prayer of faith that which he would not bestow did we not thus ask.
上帝的旨意是要照着信心的祷告赐给我们所求的，我们若不求，他就不赐给我们了。
So simply put, there are certain things that God will not give us if we don't ask for it.
所以呢，在这边说，如果我们没有向上帝求呢，有些事上帝就不给我们。
And looking back now on my experience,
当我回想我过去的经验，
My recovery started that very Sabbath.
就在那一天，那一个安息日，我的康复开始了。
That Sabbath when all of those prayers ascended on my behalf.
就是在那个安息天，所有的祷告呢，上达到天庭。
How do I know what would have happened if they had not prayed?
我不知道会有什么样的事情发生，如果他们没有为我祷告。
I like to think that God was able to move because his people asked.
我常常会这样想，上帝因为他的子民要求，所以上帝能够出手去做一些事。
And sometimes God sits in heaven with his angels.
有些时候，上帝就跟他的天使坐在天庭，
wanting to bestow good gifts on us.
希望能够给我们好的礼物。
Give us strength.
给我们力量。
Give us courage.
给我们勇气。
Give us power to overcome sin.
给我们力量去胜过罪恶。
But they sit there waiting for us to ask.
可是他们坐在那边等待我们的祈求。
And the only way that God can stimulate us to ask him for blessings.
而上帝呢，唯一能够让我们去向他要求的办法，
is to allow troubles to come.
就是允许那些灾难临到我们。
To allow us to suffer a little bit.
让我们受一些苦。
So we'll remember, Lord, help.
然后我们才会记得他，向他呼求。
And the little troubles that we suffer now,
而我们现在所经验的一些小小的痛苦，
is only preparation for the great time of trouble that is coming.
只是在向准备我们去面临那更大的灾难。
If we don't know how to pray now,
如果我们现在不懂得怎么样祷告，
we are in trouble then.
我们在那个时候呢，就会很糟了。
And we can praise God for the prayer lessons that he gives us through troubles and trials.
我们呢应该为这些上帝给我们的灾难，小小的灾难，教导我们学习祷告呢，而感谢赞美他。
So we can learn to expect great things from him.
那我们就会学习向天呢期待更大的事。
While I was in the hospital, I got an email from a friend.
当我在医院的时候呢，我就收到一封电邮，朋友写来的。
I'd like to share with you what she wrote.
我就跟大家分享她所写的。
She said, I first heard about your sudden paralysis on Thursday.
她这么写,她说, 我第一次听到你突然间瘫痪了是在星期四。
It really shook me up how sudden it was. None of us were expecting it, as I know you weren't.
当时我们没有人想到会有这样的事,大家都很震惊。
It left me with this urgent sense to pray for you.
当时呢,我就感到我必须紧急地为你祷告。
Now I have to tell you, I've been struggling with my prayer life recently.
我必须要告诉你,最近呢,我在祷告生活中呢,有起了挣扎。
Somehow it seems like my prayers aren't getting past the ceiling.
有些时候我的祷告好像就没有通过这个天花板。
It seems as though they are just empty rituals.
看起来好像不过是一种空空的仪式。
But suddenly, with the urgent sense to pray for you, I made time for real prayer.
但是我突然间感觉到为你祷告的那种急促性呢,所以我就安排了时间来真正的祷告。
Al, I don't know how much good it did for you, but it changed me.
我,Alistair,我不知道这件事呢,对你有什么帮助,可是它的确改变了我。
I learned the secret of a meaningful prayer life.
我学习到了祷告生活的秘诀。
And that is praying for others.
就是为别人的祷告。
God felt nearer to me when I was praying for you than he ever felt when I was praying for myself.
当我为自己祷告的时候,我没有感觉到上帝那么亲近,可是当我为你祷告的时候,我却感觉到上帝那么的亲近。It
has led me to ask how much the rest of my spiritual life would be revived if I started focusing more of it around others instead of myself.
然后呢,这领导我,使到我知道呢,如果我能够把我的焦点放在别人的身上,不放在我自己的身上,那么我的属灵生活呢,会更加的长进。So
I just wanted to tell you, thank you.
所以我只是要告诉你,我谢谢你。
You've helped me bring life to my prayer time and helped us all to believe in the miracle of prayer again.
你帮助我使到我的祷告生活重新有了活力,而且呢,使到我们都相信呢,祷告能够带来神迹。Trials
teach us to pray.
这些考验试炼呢,教导我们祷告。But
also, point number three now.
现在是第三点。
Trials also, God allows his people to suffer sometimes for the benefit of others.
有些时候上帝容许我们受苦是为了别人的好处。
So number one, to reveal his goodness and mercy.
第一,上帝要让我们,向我们显示他的恩慈。
Number two, to teach us to pray.
第二,是教导我们祷告。
Number three, for the benefit of others.
第三,是为了别人的好处。
Did I know that by my sickness, my friend's prayer life would be revived?
我怎么知道呢? 因为我生病了,我的朋友的祷告生活会因此得到复兴。
Of course not.
当然我不知道。
But did God know that?
可是上帝却知道。
Yes, he did.
他真正的知道。
God knew that through this experience that I went through, someone else may benefit.
上帝知道我所经过的这个经验呢,别人会得到好处。
The semester before I got sick,
在我还没有病倒之前的那个学期,
I was a student teacher at a high school in Tennessee.
当时我在田纳西州的一个中学里面呢,做一个实习的老师。
And there I was one night on my knees.
有一天我就在跪下来祷告。
I was praying for my students.
我就为我的学生祷告。
Pleading for their souls.
为他们的灵魂的祷告。
And I pray specifically.
而且我很特别地为某一些事祷告。Lord,
do whatever it takes to save these young people.
我说不管你用什么方法,上帝啊,求你拯救这些年轻人。If
it is disaster,
就算是灾难,tragedy, 或者是悲哀的事,or
catastrophe,
或者是很大的灾难。Anything
it takes, wake them up.
不管用什么样的方法,只要能够让他们醒觉过来。We
need to be careful what we pray about.
所以你要小心你所祷告的事。
I had no idea that God would take me up literally.
我没有想到上帝就真正的用了我的那句话。
After I got sick,
我病倒之后,
I got word about my students.
然后我就听到有关我学生的消息。
In fact, just 2 weeks ago, I went back to speak for their graduation.
就在两个星期前,我回去,他们的毕业典礼里面,给他们讲话。
And there were a number of young people who did not take God seriously until I was taken from them.
当时呢,有好几个学生,在我没有病倒之前,他们根本对上帝是不认真的。
If that's what it took to save those young people,
如果这是我病倒呢,是为了要拯救他们的话,
it is cheap enough.
那实在是值得。
God knows that sometimes by allowing his faithful to suffer, someone else may be saved.
上帝知道他允许一些忠心的仆人生病呢，就是为了要拯救其他的人。
There was an early Christian leader who said this.
有一位基督教界的先锋先贤呢，他这么说。
The blood of martyrs is seed.
他说，殉道者的血好像种子那样。
Martyrs died seemingly for no reason.
殉道者他们死呢，好像是没有原因的。
But because of their death, the church and the truth grew by leaps and bounds.
可是因为他们的死，那些教会就会突然间的增长起来。
God knows that by the pain of one or two or a few,
上帝知道，因为一些人、小部分的人的受苦，
many others would be blessed.
很多很多人会得到福气。
At the very same GYC that I got sick,
就在那一次我病倒时候的 GYC 营会，
on the concluding day on Sunday,
在星期天结束的时候，
a young man by the name of Luke Privett left.
有一个年轻人名叫 Luke Privett， 他就离开了。
He was my roommate in college.
他在大学中呢是我的同房。
He got into a car and drove into the winter storm.
他就驾车呢出到一个大风雪当中。
And as he got into the car, he switched seats with one of the other passengers.
然后当他进入车的时候呢，他就跟另外一个同车的人换了座位。
In fact, he wasn't even supposed to be in that vehicle. He was supposed to go with someone else.
其实他根本不应该在那辆车里面，他应该跟其他的另外一个人走的。
And in that winter night,
就在那一天大风雪的夜晚，
they got in a car accident.
他们就遇到了车祸。
And Luke passed away.
Luke这个人就死去了。
And he was the only one that passed away in the crash.
就在那次的车祸中，他是唯一去世的人。
And as a result of his death,
因为他的死，
a number of his friends asked the same question, "Why, God?"
他的朋友们有一些就问这样的问题，为什么上帝？
But fortunately for them, through Luke's life and experience, they came to a stronger belief, a stronger faith in God.
可是因为借着路加这个人呢，他的生活和他的经验呢，他们对于上帝的信心反而加强了。
God knows what it takes to save His people.
上帝知道要用什么样的办法来救他的子民。
And sometimes it's through the means of pain and suffering.
有些时候就是借着受苦。
So reason number one.
第一个原因。
God wants to reveal His goodness and mercy.
上帝要显示他的美善和他的恩慈。
Number two, He wants to teach us to pray.
第二，他要教导我们如何祷告。
Number three, for the benefit of others.
第三，是为了别人的好处。
And number four,
第四，
to demonstrate His power.
是要显示他的能力。
God sometimes allows situations to get bad so that He can reveal who He is when He steps in.
有些时候上帝允许这个情势呢变得很坏，好让他插手进来管理的时候显示出他的大能。
We read the story the other day.
那一天我们就读了，前几天昨天我们就读了这个故事。
About Lazarus' death.
有关于拉撒路的死。
If Jesus had come before Lazarus had died,
如果耶稣在拉撒路还没有死的时候就到达伯大尼，
and he healed him of his flu or whatever,
然后呢就医治他，医好了他，
would that have been as clear of a demonstration of Christ's divinity or what he did when he came?
那么当时耶稣的神性还能不能显出来呢？还是他过后真正所发生的事显示更大的能力呢？
Clearly, the way Christ handled the situation was most powerful.
很清楚的，我们看见当时的情况，使到耶稣显示出他更大的神性能力。
When Jesus stepped in, there was no question that God had arrived.
当耶稣走进来的时候，没有人能够怀疑说他这是上帝。
And so sometimes God allows things to get so bad.
有些时候，上帝允许事情进展得更加坏。
So that when we come back to Him, there's no question.No question that it was him.
那么当我们回转来的时候呢，没有人能够有疑问是他的行事，是他的作为。
You remember the first week when I was in the hospital.
你记得在第一个星期我在医院的时候，
the doctor said it is highly unlikely that he would ever recover.
医生说呢，很大的可能性他是不会康复了。
A week later, I was sitting up in my chair and I was eating by myself.
然后一个星期过后呢，我就坐在椅子上面吃东西。
And the doctor came in and she said this.
然后这个医生就走进来，他就看见我说了这话。
Your body is just spontaneously healing itself, and it happens all the time.
他说呢，你的身体可能就自然的康复了，而且常常有这样的事情发生。
She had to have an answer.
她必须要得到一个答案。
But yet she could not deny that what was happening was unexplainable.
可是呢，她却不能够否认一点，就是所发生的事是她不能够解释的。
But we know what happened.
可是我们知道到底是发生了什么事。
It is as clear as day that God has stepped in.
他是那，那是非常的清楚，上帝呢，他已经接管这事。
God reveals his power sometimes.
上帝呢，有时候要显示他的能力。
Through the avenue of his people's sufferings.
借着他的子民的受苦的过程。
Reason number five.
第五个原因。
Why does God allow bad things to happen to his people?
为什么上帝允许不幸的事发生在他子民身上呢？
Sometimes he allows it to reveal to us our characters.
有时候他允许这些事情发生，好让我们能够看见我们自己的品德。
Our true colors are shown when troubles come.
当那些灾难来临的时候，我们真正的面目才会显露出来。
When we suffer weariness and hunger and thirst, then we really see who we are.
当我们疲劳疲倦或者是饿了渴了，那么说我们真正的面目才会显示出来。
When I was moved out of the ICU into a basic unit,
当我从加护病房出到普通的病房，
I was pushed in my bed into my new room.
然后呢，我就被推到我的新的房间。
And my nurse was standing there waiting for me.
然后我的护士就在那边站着等着我。
And she did the regular checkup and assessment.
然后他就做了普通的检查。
She left, but a few minutes later she came back.
然后他就离开了，几分钟后他回来。
And she had a little smile on her face.
然后他就有一个小小的微笑在他的面孔上。
And she asked, "What church do you belong to?"
他就问我，你是属于哪一个教会的？
And I had no voice, so I said the best I could, "Seventh Day Adventist."
当时我的声音，我就没有什么声音，我就用最好的方法说是基督复临安息日会。
And she just lit up like a light bulb.
然后呢，她的脸呢就亮了起来。
She clapped her hands and she said, "I knew it, I knew it."
然后呢，她就拍了手说，我知道，我就知道。
She said, "I'm an Adventist too."
她说，我也是个基督复临安息日会的教友。
And the moment you came in here, I knew you were different.
她说，你一走进来，你一进来我就知道你是不同的。
I was thin.
那是我很瘦。
I was pale.
我很苍白。
I could not walk.
我不能走。
I could not speak.
不能说话。
And she said, "I knew you were different."
可是她说我知道你是不同的。
Even though I did not look like a good health reformer right then.
虽然当时呢，我看起来也是在不像是一个健康的改革者。
But should it not be able to be said of us?
可是难道我们不应该是这样，能够对我们说这样的话吗？
That even though we're paralyzed.
虽然我们瘫痪了，
Even though we've not eaten for 6 days,
就算我们六天没吃了，
Even if we haven't had a shower for 6 days,
甚至是六天没洗澡了，
Even when we cannot speak,
就算我们不能说话了，
Should it still not be said of us, "That person looks like Jesus"?
难道不能够有人这么说，这个人看起来像耶稣吗？
Isn't it at Jesus' most trying hour that his character was revealed the clearest?
难道不是在耶稣最受苦的时候，他的品德才真正的显露出来吗？
We saw true love at the cross.
我们在十架上看见真正的爱。
But the disciples at the cross, their true characters were revealed also.
可是在十架下呢，那些门徒们真正的品德也显示出来。
They came to Jesus saying, "I'll do anything, I'll even die for you."
他们来到耶稣那边说，我愿意为你做任何的事，甚至为你死。
But when troubles came,
可是当困难临到的时候，
They ran away.
他们就逃跑了。
Troubles reveal who we are.
在那临到的时候才能够真正显示我们的真面目。
I read this in Ministry of Healing, page 471.
我读这段话呢，是从服务真诠471面英文本。
In his providence, God brings these people into different positions and varied circumstances, that they might discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge.
所以他就按着他的旨意，就是上帝，使这些人处于种种地位，使他们在各种不同的情形之下，发觉自己品格方面以前所没有知道的弱点。
But that's not where this quote ends.
可是这句话还没完。
The next part of this quote is point number 6.
接下来的这一部分呢，这一段话的这一部分呢，是第六点。
He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for his service.
他有给他们机会矫正这些缺点，养成为他们服务，为他服务的资格。
So number five is to reveal our characters. Number six is to develop our characters.
所以第五点呢，就是要向我们显示我们的真正的品格。然后第六点呢，是要帮助我们矫正或者是建立我们的品格。God
allows difficulties to prepare us for greater responsibilities in the future.
上帝允许这些困苦临到我们呢，是要帮助我们能够建立更好的品格来面对以后的机会。
Looking at all of the great men and women of the Bible,
当我们看圣经中所有的伟人,
their training always went through some form of trials.
他们的训练呢，都是经过一些的考验和试炼。
You think of Daniel.
你想想但以理,
Joseph.
约瑟,
even Jesus himself.
就算耶稣本身,
these people all learned through suffering.
他们每一位呢，都是经过苦难而学习的。
I read a few quotes from Ministry of Healing again.
我再读几段是在《福音真诠》这本书里的。
Same pages.
同一面。
Trials and obstacles are the Lord's chosen methods of discipline and His appointed conditions of success.
艰难和困苦是上帝特选的训练人的方法，是他所指定的成功条件。
How many of you here wish to be successful?
在座有哪一些人希望能够成功呢？
Anyone?
有人吗?
Some of you are not so willing to raise your hand.
我相信在座有些人不愿意举起手。
Because you know what I'm about to say.
因为你知道我要说接下来所说的话。
If you long to be successful,
如果你渴望能够成功,
be ready for trials and obstacles.
你要准备好面对困难和艰难。
It is the Lord's chosen method.
这是上帝所指定的方法。
I continue reading.
接下来我这么念。
The fact that we are called upon to endure trials shows that Lord Jesus sees in us something precious which he desires to develop.
主耶稣基督使我们遭受试炼，这是因为他看出我们里面有些贵重的资料，要加以造就，加以提炼。
If he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us.
如果他看见我们身上没有什么足以荣耀他名的材料，他就不费什么光阴来琢磨我们了。
He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. It is valuable ore that he refines.
他绝不把无用的石头丢进他的炉中，唯有贵重的矿石，他才加以锻炼。
Next time you go through trials and difficulty,
所以当下一次你遇到艰难和困苦,
remember that that is an evidence that Jesus loves you.
你要记得这是耶稣爱你的证据。
He loves you too much to allow you to remain unrefined.
他非常的爱你，他不能够容许你不被磨练。
He cares for you so much. He sees such potential that he has to get it out of you.
他这么的在乎你，看他看见你里面的潜能，他必须要把这个潜质呢发挥出来。
And the way to do it might be uncomfortable.
可是这个提炼的方法或许不那么舒服。
It may be painful.
可能是痛苦的。
But it is the Lord's chosen method.
可是却是上帝特选的方法。
So reason number one.
所以第一个原因,
God wishes to reveal to us His goodness and His mercy.
上帝要向我们显示他的美善和他的怜悯。
God wishes to teach us to pray.
上帝要教导我们怎样祷告。
God wishes to benefit those around.
上帝要使周围其他的人得到好处。
God wants to demonstrate His power.
上帝要显示他的能力。
God wants to reveal to us our own characters.
上帝要我们看见我们自己的品格。
And God wants to develop that character.
然后上帝要我们建立这些品格。
Seventh and final reason.
第七个也是最后一个原因。
God allows His people to suffer sometimes for His sovereign purposes.
上帝允许他的子民受苦，有时是为了他最高的旨意。
Sovereign purpose is what I mean.
什么是最高的旨意呢?
What I simply mean is that sometimes there are reasons that God has that we simply don't know about.
我所说的就是有些时候上帝有一些原因呢，是我们根本不知道的。
Reasons that we cannot understand.
是我们不能够了解的。
God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
上帝说,我的意念是高过你的意念。
My ways are higher than your ways.
我的道路也高过你的道路。
And sometimes we just need to trust that God is in control.
有些时候我们就必须要单单信靠上帝还是在掌管一切。
We may not know all the reasons why, but in the big picture, we can believe God has our best interest in mind.
可能我们不了解一切发生的事，但是在这整个画面当中呢，我们要信靠上帝，他有最好的旨意。
Perhaps the most famous story of a suffering man in the Bible is the story of Job.
可能呢，在圣经里面最出名的一个受苦的人就是约伯。
But in the story of Job, we see the curtain pulled aside of what was going on in heaven.
可是，在约伯受难的时候呢，我们看见这天上的帘幕打开，我们知道在背后所进行的事。
We recognize that there are very significant issues at stake in the story of Job.
在约伯的故事里面呢，我们知道这很重要的一件是一个原因呢，在进行着。
Satan is accusing God of being unfair.
撒旦呢，他就在诬告上帝说你是非常不公平。
And God says, I accept that challenge.
上帝说我接受你的挑战。
Look at Job.
你看看约伯。
And all of the watching universe is looking at that one man, his life.
然后整个天庭宇宙呢，就看着呢那一个人约伯他的生活。
And one by one, all of his possessions stripped away.
他们看着一个一个的，他所有的财产被取走。
All of his children killed in one accident.
他的所有的儿女在一次的灾祸中死去。
His health taken away.
他的健康也被拿走了。
Even his wife telling him to forsake God.
甚至他的妻子呢，告诉他离弃上帝吧。
Job suffered innocently.
约伯呢，其实是无缘无故受苦的。
And do you know that all through the book of Job, and it's a fairly long book.
可是你知道吗？整本约伯记这本书是蛮长的一本书。
God never explained to Job the reason why.
上帝从来没有替约伯解释任何的原因。
At the end of the book of Job, God comes down and he asks Job a list of questions.
然后在约伯记结束的时候，上帝就下来呢，问了约伯一连串的问题。
Are you able to do what I do?
你能不能做我能做的事呢
？Do you know what I know？
你知不知道我所知道的事呢
？Are you as powerful as I am？
你有没有我这么大的能力呢
？And Job was silenced.
约伯呢，只能够沉默。
All he could say is, "Lord, I believe."
他能够说的只不过是一句，主啊，我相信。
God had a sovereign purpose in the trials of Job.
上帝在约伯所经受的磨练当中呢，有一个更高的旨意。
Even though Job did not know what it was,
虽然约伯不知道是什么
，but just imagine if he had known.
可是你可以想象，如果他知道的话
，that by his faithfulness,
借着他的忠心
，by his integrity to God,
他对上帝的忠诚
，that he was vindicating God's name to the universe.
他向全个宇宙宣告上帝真正的品德。
What if he had failed?
如果他失败了
，The losses would have been incalculable.
那么这天庭所承受的损失呢是不可计算的。
If Job has succumbed to human nature and complained and cried out against God,
如果约伯因为他的人性而埋怨，而且来向上帝呼求。讲不好的话
He would have proven Satan to be true.
他就证明了魔鬼是对的。
And God's reputation and his name would have been forever stained in the universe.
那么在整个宇宙当中呢，上帝的名就受到了耻辱。
Have you suffered before?
你曾不曾经受苦呢？
For us as young people, perhaps we have not yet experienced true suffering.
我们身为年轻人，或许还没有机会承受真正的苦。
Sometimes we may not know the reasons why.
有些时候我们不知道为什么。
But we need to be faithful regardless of that.
可是呢，不管怎么样，我们都应当要忠心。
Because perhaps up in the courts of heaven, God is staking His government on our faithfulness.
或许我们不知道的是，在天庭上，上帝的统治权呢，是全部放在受着我们的中心的签字座。
Ministry of Healing, page 479.
在服务真权479面。
God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led if they could see the end from the beginning.
倘若人们能在事情的开头就看出幕后的结局，那么见到他们身为上帝的同工所成就上帝的旨意的荣耀，那么他们也必定会选择上帝所领他们走的路。
If we could see the end of our life from the beginning,
如果我们能够从我们生命的开头就看见结束，
we will be able to clearly see that God's way is always best.
那么我们就能够清楚地看到上帝的方法是最好的。
So my friend Luke Privet,
所以各位朋友，你看看这个路。
If he had been alive at the beginning of his life,
如果他还在开始的时候活着
，and he knew what would be the end，
而知道他结束是怎么样的
，do you mean to say that he would still get into that car？
那么你说，难道他还会再进入那辆车吗
？Still switch seats with that person？
还是会跟那个人交换座位
？And still driven out into that winter storm？
而且会在那个大风雪中驾车出去吗
？Yes, he will。
是的，他还是会这么做。
For those of us who have lost health or family or wealth or whatever，
我们有一些人呢失去我们的财产或者是我们的亲人朋友。
We need to understand that if we could see the end from the beginning, we would still choose that path。
你要明白，就是如果我们真的能够从开始就看见幕后的事，那么我们还会选择走这同样上帝所带领我们走的道路。
Reason number seven。
第七个原因。
For God's sovereign purposes.
是为了上帝更高的旨意。
Some time ago, I heard a story about a Chinese gospel worker.
在不久前呢，我就听到有关于一个在中国大陆的福音工作者。
He was in his 60s when I heard this story.
当我听到这个故事的时候，他大约六十岁。
And he had been working for God all of his life.
他一生为上帝而工作。
He had been imprisoned over 40 times by the time of the story.
当我听到这个故事的时候，他已经进入监狱40次了。
And he had been beaten multiple times until he is mutilated with scars all over.
他被鞭打了很多次，直到他全身呢都是伤痕。
But he was still preaching the gospel.
可是他还是为福音宣讲福音。
One night he was staying with one of his converts.
有一天晚上呢，他就跟其中一个信主的人住在一起。
They were sharing a bed together.
他们就睡在同一张床上。
And in the middle of the night, this gospel worker started thrashing and he started crying, I do, I do.
然后呢，在半夜的时候，这个福音工作者呢，他就突然间在床上翻来翻去的说，我有，我有。
And his friend woke up, worried, of course.
他的朋友就惊醒过来呢，非常的担忧。
He asked, what's wrong?
就问他什么事情呢？
This Bible worker, he said, I just had a dream.
这福音工作者就说呢，我刚刚做了个梦。
I had a dream that Jesus himself was coming for the second time.
我梦见耶稣本身呢，再次的复临。
He was descending on the clouds.
他就在云中降临。
But before he took up his people, he asked us a question.
在他还没有把他的子民带上去的时候，他就问我们一个问题。
Who has borne scars for me?
有谁为我身上有伤痕呢
？Who has borne scars for me？
有谁因为我的缘故身上有伤痕呢
？And the Bible worker pulled up the sleeves and he says, "I do."
然后这个福音的工作者呢，他就拉上他的袖子说，我有，我有。
That man died soon after.
那个人不久后就死去了。
But he died with scars.For Jesus.
可是呢，他死去，他身上带着为耶稣而有的伤痕。
We say the day is at hand.
我们说，白肉将尽了。
But we recognize, friends, that we will not be saved without scars.
可是各位朋友，我们要记得，如果我们身上没有这个为耶稣的伤痕，我们不能得救。
Because all who would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
因为那些为基督而敬虔度日的人呢，必要受逼迫。
How many of you here today want to say, Lord Jesus, even if it means suffering, I wish to follow you all the way?
在座有多少位愿意说，主啊，就算是要受苦的话，我也要跟随你到底。
Let me see your hands.
让我看见你的手。
God bless you. I have an encouraging quote to close for you.
愿上帝赐福你们。我有一段话呢，要给大家勉励。
Ministry of Healing, page 478.
在福真诠478面英文本。
Of all the gifts that heaven can bestow upon men,
天上所能赐给人类的一切恩典之中，
fellowship with Christ in his sufferings is the most weighty trust and the highest honor.
当以与基督同受苦难，算是最重大的信任和最高贵的尊荣。
If you had raised your hand, you have chosen the weightiest trust and the highest honor.
如果你举起了你的手，你就选择了最大的信任和最高贵的尊荣。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
you are so good to us.
你对我们非常的好。
how we have slighted your mercy and goodness towards us.
很多时候我们轻看了你对我们的恩慈。
Forgive us, Lord, for crying out and complaining when you send trials our way.
当你使我们经受苦难的时候，我们埋怨，我们呼求的时候，求主原谅我们。
Oh Lord, may we learn from these experiences.
主啊，求你帮助我们从这些经验中学习。
May we learn to pray.
让我们学习如何祷告。
May we help those around.
帮助那些周围的人。
May we see our own characters.
能够看见我们自己的本性。
And develop them into your likeness.
并且建立我们的品格，好像你那样。
Lord, as we go from this place, may we be prepared to meet the sufferings that will surely come.
当我们离开这个地方的时候，愿你准备好，帮助我们准备好来去面对那些苦难。
But may we not fail you and be faithful as Job was faithful.
但愿我们不使你失望，让我们能够忠心，好像约伯那样。
Bless us this day, we pray.
我们求你赐福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。